Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, March 19th. The two stars that make up Spica, the brightest star of Virgo, are monsters. Both are much bigger, brighter, and heavier than the Sun. That means they'll have much shorter lifespans than the Sun. And the heavier of the two stars should end its life as a supernova, a titanic explosion that will rip it to bits. But the fate of the second star isn't quite as certain. It probably will end as a white dwarf, the same fate that awaits the Sun. But there's a bit of wiggle room in the numbers, and that leaves the possibility that it too could become a supernova. The main factor is the star's mass. Most models of how stars work say that a star that's at least 8 times the mass of the Sun will expire as a supernova. And the smaller star, Spica, known as Spica B, appears to be a little more than 7 times the Sun's mass, below the line. But there's some wiggle room. Spica B could be right at 8 times the Sun's mass, just heavy enough to go boom. There's also some wiggle room in the models. The lower limit of 8 times the Sun's mass isn't a hard and fast number, and it's hard to calculate how the other star will affect Spica B's evolution. So while Spica B probably won't light up the skies as a supernova, it's not out of the question. Look for Spica, the combined light of 2 monster stars, near the Moon tonight. It's close to the lower right of the Moon as they climb into good view by 10 or 10:30. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.